you starting a business or thinking about one? Pull up a chair and turn up the volume. It's time for Getting Down to Business with David Weatherholt on Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM, KAVA. Call Dave now at 569-1080.
Welcome back. This is Dave Weatherholt on your Alaska Business Authority, KAVA. We're at 87.7 on your FM dial, and you can reach us at our website at 1020kaba.com. We have Amanda Cullen, a market research and runs a marketing firm in, it's called Zoo in a Jungle Marketing. Amanda?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really great. We have a great Alaska day here. Beautiful sunshiny day. I know you're, Amanda's in Cincinnati, and I'm not sure what the weather's like there.
It's perfect here, too. Perfect for the holiday.
All right. So we got a great weekend here. Amanda has a very interesting business philosophy, and I'd like her to share that with you, and then we'll talk about some of Amanda's experiences in doing market research and market analysis. But Amanda, if you'd share your business philosophy, your marketing philosophy with us.
Certainly. My company, Zoo in a Jungle Marketing, comes from a quotation by novelist Peter DeVries, who said, "Life is a zoo in a jungle." And the concept is based on personal responsibility and opportunity. You know, people often complain about the obstacles in the way of their success. They'll say, you know, if only my competitor hadn't stolen my idea, or the banker didn't get me, so I didn't get any financing. But really, everyone lives with constraints to their freedom. Successful people and businesses have just learned to take responsibility for what happens to them and really work around it. And some of these constraints are internal. We think, you know, are we capable? Are we smart? Are we creative? Do people like us? But others are really external, you know, the regulations from the government. We have competitors. We've got the weather. Often we allow these constraints to keep us from fulfilling our greatest potential and our highest ability. These constraints are kind of like cages. And we're like we're like animals in the zoo. But we're only locked up by our lack of gumption, not by actual physical bars. We need to venture out of our comfort zones and into the jungle of opportunity. So it's Zoo in a Jungle Marketing's goal to help small and medium-sized businesses go into that jungle and realize their profit potential.
Yeah, that's such a visual picture of a caged in. When I first read that, I could just see myself, as I've lived much of my life, you know, kind of caged in by, you know, my fears and mm-hmm. so forth, and you know, living in a jungle where we really could, if we learned how to survive.
Definitely, and there aren't any saber-toothed tigers that are going to eat us if we leave our cages. So there's really no danger out there.
Well, I have to get you up to Alaska, man. We do have some bears that can be kind of kind of tough on you. They like to eat people. You've done a lot of market research, and today we're talking about market analysis, trying to identify who our customers are going to be so that we can write that in our business plan. Mm-hmm. If you could share some of your experiences with doing that type of research, what's worked, what hasn't?
Sure. I like to think of market analysis as all the information you'll need to have a successful business. So if you don't feel absolutely certain that your plan's going to work, then you haven't really done enough research and analysis. And of course, there are two types of research. There's quantitative and qualitative. And quantitative data is, you know, the statistical numerical stuff that we put into a spreadsheet and we make percentages out of. The qualitative data is like the soft data, and it's a way to interpret the numbers that we have. And I have found that, especially for an existing business, the best way to analyze the market is to conduct qualitative research with the company's existing clients. If we can find out what your best customers like about you, we can enhance that experience or product for the other customers in the same way. So think of your existing customers as a gold mine for information. For our startup businesses, though, we have to use a mix of qualitative and quantitative research. You know, quantitative research, you gave examples of those in your earlier segment that were really useful. And you can crunch those numbers 1,000 different ways, and that's a very great way to, you know, learn things about your market. However, you're not selling to numbers, you're selling to people. So the way I would approach things is I would ask some people who could be your customers what they think and what they want and what they don't want. And, you know, it's kind of scary to do it, but it's surprisingly easy because, you know, people love to express their opinions.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that's a really good point. You know, I kind of get stuck in the, you know, I'm a finance guy, so I get stuck in the numbers mold, but you're making a really, really great point here, Amanda.
Well, it's very important to use both of them in tandem. I kind of have an example. I had a company that I worked with. It was a communication company, and I interviewed their customers, and I learned their customers said, every time I talk to this company, I have to give them my information all over again. So we learned that it was a communication company that had bad communication, but the communication was so bad, they didn't realize that. So we were able to fix that problem, and now they have a much higher customer satisfaction.
Well, that's great, Amanda. What does your clients look like? I mean, you've done market research for your own business as a startup, mm-hmm. but maybe you could describe to us what a good customer of yours would look like.
My ideal customer, I guess, is a small or medium-sized business, and they've got great ideas, and they've got great people, and they got a great product, but they haven't really made it big yet, and they just need some help to, like, get that final push to, you know, really be successful. I specialize in being the complete marketing department for my clients, because a lot of times when you're a small business, you don't really have the resources to hire a full-time marketing department, and I can understand that. And besides the strategy work that we've talked about, I love implementing the plans and seeing them through to success. That's one of my favorite things. It's like to make the plan and then to get the plan done, because that's where most people fall apart. So, you know, I will do a lot of writing and graphic design and web development myself. It's fortunate that I love all aspects of marketing.
Well, that's great. I noticed that you have, is it called Clicks on something to do with the Internet? I'm really... mashing up the term here, but
the pay-per-click advertising?
Yeah, pay-per-click, right.
That's like Google AdWords or Yahoo advertising. When you're on Google, you see on the right side of the screen, you have those little links with words next to them, and that's all paid advertising. And I've been doing that for years, and I'm really good at getting people to the top for as little money as possible.
You know, and that's very effective. That's actually how I found you. So that
I gotta practice what I preach.
That's correct. last week we talked to a gentleman that had a business in Anchorage for over 26 years, a computer business that's been successful. And one of the secrets to his success was his business model, you know, how he makes revenue, you know. And he was able to change that over the years. You know, you're not quite as old as he is, but you have a business model. Have you changed it since you started out?
Sure, of course. The world changes, so you have to change with it. If you stay static, you die. So my business model, you know, it really started out that I wanted to do just strategy work, because that's where I feel that a lot of people maybe fall short. They jump into the design without having a strategy, and it all falls apart, and it doesn't work, and you waste a lot of money that way. However, I found that the implementation work, there's just as strong a need for that as there is for the strategy work, because it's difficult to find someone who can write or design or do web development and really interpret your brand story the best way to the customers. So I guess that's what's changed. I've gone from being just doing strategy work to doing strategy and implementation work.
You know, again, I can think of opportunities where having somebody like you at the beginning, although it becomes expensive or somewhat expensive. I was just thinking of the indoor football team I started. I started with an idea and kind of grew it. And at some point, I wished I could have started all over and had done a little more planning and analysis.
The great thing about hiring, you know, someone like me, or me specifically, is that we make you money, you know. So any money that you invest into a good consultant is going to come back to you, you know, tenfold.
That's a really important point. As we've gone into a business downturn, many companies look at areas that they can cut money in. One of the cut expenses. And one of the things that I know about marketing, if it's working for you, you don't want to really cut it.
Definitely.
You know, you're actually, I look at marketing as an investment in your business, and if you stop investing in it.
And marketing is so much more than just, you know, here's our direct mailer for this week or here's our television ad for next month. It's really the essence of what your company is and who your employees intend to be and what they intend to show to the outside world as really your strategy.
Right. And you know, that's, looking at if people start saying, you know, we're going to cut our advertising budget and save money. If you haven't done a good job of tracking whether your advertising, you may or may not know whether it works. And I know, I know that's a problem with small businesses. And is that something you can help people with and analyze the?
Definitely. One of my favorite things is budgeting. I love to cut budgets because most of the time when you don't know what works, you do a little bit of everything. And a lot of times you can cut out maybe half of that and save a lot of money and focus really on the stuff that works.
And that's the important part of running a business is to be able to focus on what works. And again, we make mistakes, but we don't want to make what I would consider fatal mistakes. And
definitely.
So you don't want to cut off a marketing avenue that, you know, is really generating
sure. And a lot of times people are unsure about what's bringing in their business, so they're afraid by lack of knowledge to make any cuts when you probably can cut a lot of spending out of your business, no matter what business you have.
And that's, you know, again, especially true for small businesses because they may not have been able to develop the resources to track how well an ad campaign is doing or, you know, what kind of returns they're getting from their mailers or, again, those types of infrastructure that larger companies, you know, that spend a lot of money on marketing, you know, have the ability to do.
So sure. Our big company here in Cincinnati, Procter & Gamble, you bet they know exactly the return that they have on every single coupon that they have.
Yeah, and that's it's cost a lot of money to track that. But, again, having somebody like Amanda as part of your management team, you know, I have a concept of rent a CFO, same concept is that smaller companies do need financial, sometimes sophisticated financial advice and can't really afford to hire it full time. So you're like a chief marketing officer. Is that a pretty good way to describe it?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So you can be rented. Is that correct?
Exactly. You can rent me for an hour or a day, whatever.
All right. We're going to get ready to take a break here, Amanda. And when we get back, you know, we'll kind of wrap up with some of your closing comments. And if we have any listener questions, that'd be a great time to call. The number is 569-1080. Again, you're listening to Getting Down to Business with Dave Weatherholt and our special guest, Amanda Cullen, with Zoo and a Jungle Marketing.
Your job, think you can do better? Would you like to join a dynamic team and a growing company? Toddy Broadcasting and Alaska Integrated Media currently have openings for qualified sales, promotions, and on-air personalities. We're growing, and many hands make light work. To learn more about the opportunities right here at Toddy Broadcasting and Alaska Integrated Media, log on to 1020kaba.com and type in keyword job. Toddy Broadcasting and Alaska Integrated Media are equal opportunity employers, and minority applicants are encouraged to apply. Simply go to 1020kaba.com and type in keyword job for more information.
I wake up with my radio, shower and make up with it, drink coffee and take off with it on my arm. No jumps, road bumps, add rhythm to my songs, sing-alongs at stop signs, sticky rhymes running through my days. Take my radio to go, and go where my radio plays. However and wherever you listen, radio keeps you company. To learn more, go to RadioHeardHere.com.
Brought to you by the radio industry and this station. To remind you that radio is heard here. Radio is heard everywhere.
Imagine taking your overwhelming mound of credit card bills and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings with creditors and having it stop. Well, as great as that sounds, you can't do either. You need to be responsible about your debts. Please do yourself a favor and call the Debt Management Partners at the Genesis Debt Helpline now. We'll show you a way you can be debt-free in a few years. You'll end up writing one monthly payment that you can afford. We'll reduce your late fees and high interest rates, and we'll help stop the harassing phone calls. Listen, if you want to get out of debt, call us right now. We promise you a free debt analysis. Here's our number. 800-981-7593. 800-981-7593. That's 800-981-7593.
They say America is a land of opportunity, where kids can grow up and become anything they want. But for some of us, it's not so easy. Today, one out of every six children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million.
It's almost 13 million of us
living below the poverty line. The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America.
Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Business plans to marketing and everything in between, here's David Weber Holt, getting down to business on Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM, KABA. Call Dave now at 569-1080.
Welcome back. This is Dave Weber Holt with Getting Down to Business, and we've almost gone through the hour here. Have Amanda Cullen on the line. We'd like to kind of get her thoughts on some advice that she would give to somebody that's starting up a new business. So, Amanda?
Well, that's a great question, David. My advice to people would be to definitely do your research, get your market analysis down pat. Some more unconventional advice would be find someone who can be your true mentor and some true advisors, people who will tell you the truth. And they look at an idea and say, you know, that's really not going to be a good idea. And they'll keep you from wasting your money. And you should be willing to work really hard. I mean, it's a lot of work to start your own business. But, you know, you can't give up your work-life balance either because your family is important, your friends are important, and your sanity is important. So, you know, I guess if you're going to start your own business, you just have to get a handle of where you're going and where you want to be and find a plan to achieve that.
You know, that's some great advice. Again, running a small business is especially, it takes a lot of hard work. So, Amanda, I want to talk you know, it's vital, as we talked about today, the market analysis. We've had Amanda's looks at that. But it's really important to know who your potential customers are, what they're going to look like. Amanda's given some really great ideas on how to identify potential customers. Ask friends what they, you know, why they would buy from you. Or, again, that's good basic research. I want to keep, you know, I'm going to keep going back to this over the course of this program, but again, the basic business premise is buy low, sell high, and keep the difference. And that difference is the profit, and that's what's going to keep your business going. You know, it's a good idea to have a solid plan, and as Amanda said and I've said, it takes a lot of hard work, and we want to take advantage of any good breaks to come your way.
Definitely. That's very good advice, Dave.
And the other thing we're going to be doing, Amanda, maybe we'll have you as one of the evaluators, but KABA is going to have a business plan contest where it's called the Business Plan Showdown, and we'll be taking business plans in and have a professional evaluation done them and, you know, announce winners and have some great prizes. So we want to have some fun with that. Next week, we're going to be talking about converting what we've talked about today, the market analysis especially, we're going to take those projections that we come up with and put numbers to it. And this is the area that kind of, you know, I get into is really as a numbers guy. But I want to bring that and make it real to you as a listener. How do we convert those numbers into financial projections? I have a special guest, Lynn Klassert, who's a senior relationship manager with the Key Bank Business Center, Banking Center. So Lynn will be joining us next week. And again, I special thanks to Amanda Cullen, Zoo in the Jungle Marketing. Amanda, how can we reach you?
My number is 513-833-4203, and I welcome anyone to call me if they'd like just some advice about their business. I like talking to people. Or my email address is amanda@zooinajungle.com, and my website is zooinajungle.com.
All right, Amanda, thanks for being here. And
thank you very much, Dave. It was really fun.
All right, have a great day, Amanda.
Yeah.
And we're getting down to business. If you have, go to my website, which is waconsult.com, and it'll be a source for business services. We have a business magazine that we're putting out in a learning center. Or go to KABA's website, which is 1020kaba.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk to you next week when we get down to business.